Hare Krishna. We will again start with our Ganga Katha. We are sitting at the banks of Mother Ganga, like all these days. There's only one difference on the supreme order of our gracious horse, Bhadri Vishal. We have engaged in kirtan at the banks of the Mother Ganga, where we also have danced for her pleasure. As we have heard, Mother Ganga came to this earth only under two conditions. One was that Lord Shiva would capture her when she would fall down with great strength from the upper regions, the heavenly planets. And the second is she came to Krishna saying, "My Lord, people in the age of Kali will come to my banks and will be absolved from their sinful actions, but this will be a very heavy burden. Only if your devotees come and do sankirtan at the banks will this great burden of sin be taken from me, and therefore I request you that your devotees come and sing your holy names on my banks." So Krishna said, "Tatastu, may this be," and we followed the Lord's order. Now, we will hear in text 11 how Ganga Devi cannot be compared to anyone else because her blessings are that she gives direct access to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, which no other personality, sacred river, rishi, can so easily do. This is the beautiful expression in the verse. Mahadanir dhyanir bahuvida vitanir apichayan nalabhiyam gurabi suvimalata pora shibirapi achintyam tat vishnu padamakila sadaranataya dadana kenasi tvam iha tulaniya katayana. The abode of Vishnu, which is beyond any imagination, cannot be achieved even by giving great donations, by various kinds of meditation, by any sacrifice, not even by perfectly pure severe penances. But you, O Ganga Devi, freely grant that abode of Vishnu without any discrimination. Tell us, therefore, with whom else you can be compared. So, Mother Ganga is equal to all, and therefore she simply gives everyone access to the supreme divine abode of the Lord. This is because she becomes the property of all those who come at her banks to worship her. She becomes the property. So she says, "I am yours. You have come now, so I am yours." This great magnanimity of Mother Ganga has been very, very beautifully expressed in text 50, where the poet says that he has come to Mother Ganga because of wanting to be relieved from all sufferings. And he has tried everything else, but it didn't work. But now he is certain and sure that Mother Ganga will be able to release him from suffering. Listen to his wonderful expression. Mantra militam oshade vigalitam Trashtam Suranam Ganai Shrastam Sandra Sutarasya Vidalitam Karut Mate Gravabhi Vichichalita Kaliyahita Padisvaloka Kololini Tvam Tapam Nirayaduna Mama Baba Jvala Validat Manaha. Hey Mother, mantras have closed their eyes, medicines have dried up and become useless. The many demigods are frightened, afraid. Thick nectar juice is being spoiled by dripping down, and emerald jewels have been broken into pieces. O Heavenly River, who has washed the feet of Lord Krishna, the subduer of Kaliya, in the presence of all these evil omens, please free me from all suffering, since my heart is burning in the flames of material existence. The poet Jagannath looks around. He feels he has sinned so many lifetimes. He feels he has made so many mistakes. He feels there is an unlimited amount of obstacles on his path. So he has chanted mantras, but the mantras have closed their eyes, saying, no, we can't do anything for you. He has gone to different medicines, but seeing him so sinful, they have dried up and become useless. Jagannath has come to demigods and asked, can you help me? But they ran away in fear. And the nectar juice, the Amrita, is being spoiled by dripping uselessly down on the floor. And those jewels, emerald jewels, which are used really to counteract bad omens by placing them on the head or on the chest or near the body, they have broken into pieces. Now he has only one chance. Mother Ganga. Why is Mother Ganga so powerful? Well, look at Krishna, who has subdued even the greatly dangerous Kaliya demon. He has done this playfully, easily, by dancing on the head of the demon. In the same way, Mother Ganga, who comes from the very lotus feet of that Krishna, can destroy all kinds of obstacles, either in the form of manifested karmic reactions, that means we are maybe ill or very dull for our spiritual life. When you come to Mother Ganga and you are sick, just the breezes waving for Mother Ganga make you healthy. I have personally experienced, I came very fatigued and very loaded with a lot of things I had accumulated in the West. And day by day, just by sitting in the cooling breezes of Mother Ganga, I see how all illness is removed. The small ones and the medicines which I have in my room, they are standing there not being used. They are ignored, and they stand there displeased with me, but I do not need them, because really Ganga Devi never fails in removing the suffering from those who sincerely with faith take shelter at her banks. This is the really nice thing, and I do think I mentioned it already, but Bhatri Vishal has disclosed to me that he has been living at the banks of the Ganga more or less since all his life, and he knows whenever he is too long away from Ganga, he feels something is missing. isn't it? That relief is there. We are very blessed to be here, and we hope that some of the breezes can go through the recordings to all of you who listen to this. We also hope that the sound of the waves dancing the Tandava dance on Mother Ganga will come through the mobile telephone and reach you also and make you happy. We will end this by just pointing for a minute the recording device to Mother Ganga.